Hey guys, welcome to the Ginger Veteran Podcast. I'm your host, Fred Gregory. Welcome to our first ever bonus episode. It's not really a bonus episode. I'm just making up for the fact that I didn't do what I was supposed to do last week. No, all jokes aside, I was, not really in a good place with my mental health. I was having a rough time, and I want to be able to dedicate myself to this. And when I feel like I'm struggling, I don't feel like I can give 100%. So I make that a judgment call. So I just want to say happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope you guys are enjoying responsibly. If you enjoyed last night, congratulations. I hope you enjoyed responsibly. I hope you had a great time. I'm out in sunny Arizona right now. Went out for dinner and saw a bunch of people out celebrating, having a good time. I hope everybody's doing it responsibly and being as safe as possible. So this episode that I'm doing right now is kind of a bonus episode. You'll notice there was no intro, there was no intro music, there was no advertisements or anything like that. I just want to do a quick episode, kind of make up for what I didn't do last week, and also kind of touch on some holidays since we're on a holiday. You think about holidays like 4th of July, centered around America's freedom. How do we celebrate? We abuse alcohol. We shoot off fireworks. That's typically how we do it, right? You think about St. Patrick's Day. I mean, St. Patrick's Day is literally for Americans circled around the consumption of alcohol, honestly. You think about New Year's Eve. Yeah, it's to celebrate getting through a new year and, or getting through the year and celebrating the new year and being all excited and bringing on the new challenge and the new year, new me stuff. But let's be honest. I mean, it's an excuse to overconsume alcohol. I'm not saying everybody does it. I'm not saying everybody is using that as an excuse. But we can't lie to ourselves and say that there are not people out there doing that. I know that I was one of them. I would do that as often as I could. Every time a holiday came around, it was just an excuse for me to drink more alcohol and to get belligerently drunk, and to do things that I didn't have to apologize for because it was drunk me and not sober me, so I didn't feel any remorse or concern. And then we have holidays like February. We have Valentine's Day, right? February is the month of love. And the sad truth about it is, February, Valentine's Day is the holiday where we celebrate our significant others. We celebrate those that we love. Not everybody has that. Not everybody has someone to cater to on Valentine's Day, or to have them cater to them, or spend time with and enjoy and be there for. So unfortunately, sometimes if you are struggling with depression or not, it could either depress you or it could make your depression worse. And a lot of times we turn to alcohol or drugs to build ourselves back up. We think, I mean, I remember times when I was high as fuck or when I was drunk as fuck and I felt 10 feet tall and like nothing could touch me, and I was just on top of the world. And that's not the case. A lot of times when we feel like that, we are literally at the very bottom of where we could be. It's a sad truth. It really is. And I hate to, put it this way, but there's really no other way to put it. It happens. And, I'm not judging anybody off of it. Like I said, I've done it before. Numerous people have done it before. It happens. No judgment at all, none. But it's something that I shared to Facebook earlier, that sometimes I changed me because I knew that there were some times that I was the problem. You know, you got to hold yourself accountable. And, you know, I think back to everything that I've been through with my mental health, everything that I went through as a child, everything that I struggle with, everything that I, you know, in my early adulthood was like, oh man, fuck this. The world owes me everything because the world took everything when I was a child. You know, and I don't feel comfortable just being myself and being sober. You know, so it's about accountability. It really is. So what is it about the holidays that really make depression worse, right? They really accentuate your mental health issues that you are struggling with. It really seems to get worse. Some people it gets worse around certain holidays. Some holidays don't really faze them. But if we think about Christmas, right? So we think about people who have lost somebody around that time, people who have been through something in their life and it's distanced them from their family because their family is maybe not the root cause, but maybe there were some different feelings there that prevented them from being close to their family. And it kind of wears on you, right? It, you know, it's supposed to be a joyous time. It's supposed to be time that you spend with family and you enjoy and, you know, you give gifts, you get gifts, you have dinner, you know, you spend time, you catch up if you haven't seen each other in a while. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what it should be. But it's not like that for everyone. I will tell you that until I had children, Christmas for me was about getting gifts. And, you know, really and truly, I think back to a time I was 19, 20, something like that. And I had already made plans to go to my mom's for Christmas. And I was going to stay Christmas Eve. And this girl I knew, she told me that she had an ounce of cocaine and a bunch of alcohol. And, if I wanted to, I could come over and blow off my plans and hang out with her for the night. And, that's what I did. I went and done more cocaine than probably should be physically possible for a human being. And I regret it every day of my life. And, you know, I've talked about the dynamic with my mother, so that's not really the reason why I regret it. The reason why I regret it is because there's so many things in my life that I could have done differently. And most of them I would not have, right? I feel like I've made some pretty solid decisions that have built me into the person that I am today, and I'm pretty proud of who I am. But that is one decision that I do regret because even though my mother wasn't there for me as a child, I wish I would have been there in my early adulthood as the bigger person. If that makes sense. Now, again, this isn't cookie cutter. Don't listen to this and say, oh, I gotta go spend time with my abuser because, you know, my mom wasn't my abuser. Let me clear that here. My mom was never actually my abuser. She was the enabler for my abuser. Not gonna mince words, but she was not my abuser. But you know, just to take that opportunity to spend that time with her, maybe things would be different today. I doubt it. I don't know. But that there within lies the regret, right? Because you never know what's going to happen until you do something. And I am pretty sure that had I stayed, nothing would be different today except for the fact that I wouldn't regret that. I wouldn't regret not going. I wouldn't regret not staying. I don't know. I don't know. That's just one of those things I regret. But you know, Christmas has always been one of those holidays where I'm just like, I'm not religious, right? So I don't do the whole religious aspect of Christmas. I'm completely non-religious. You know, I don't have a religion that doesn't celebrate Christmas or anything like that. I'm just not religious. So Christmas has always been about, you know, family for me. My family, they weren't religious really. So for them, it was about family. So for me, it was about family. And then, you know, it just became about gifts, because my family was dark, and I honestly hated every minute of my childhood. So for me, it was about whatever they were willing to buy me, I was going to take it and enjoy it, and you know, just spend my time living my life. But Christmas really started, you know, taking hold of me and really showing me the true meaning when I had kids. You know, it's always awesome, especially as they're older. You know, the older they get, the more reaction you get out of them when they open their gifts. And just to see their faces and to see their bright smiles and to see how much they enjoy what you're doing for them, man, that you can't beat that, right? You can't beat that at all. Man, you know, the holidays are something really difficult to talk about. Everybody has different experiences. Everybody has different reasons as to why they do or don't like a holiday. You know, so let's talk about St. Patrick's Day, right? Because today is St. Patrick's Day. You know, I think about well, I don't know. I don't know the legalities of this. I don't have a lawyer here on scene, so I don't know if I can say the name of the movies that I like, but you know, a couple Irish guys being badasses, killing bad guys. That was a movie that I really enjoyed. But before I get off onto a tangent, and I don't know what the hell I'm trying to complete here, my thought. I mean, since we're on St. Paddy's Day, I feel like this is the really important holiday to highlight. And I wanted to highlight that with some personal experiences. And I think that's the best way to do it. You know, so growing in my early adulthood, growing through that process of my life, St. Paddy's Day was always a reason for me to just get absolutely belligerently drunk, just like I said earlier in the show, get belligerently drunk and not feel the need to apologize for anything that I did. I, you know, several times on St. Patrick's Day, got blackout, fucking drunk, just absolutely blitzed. And my thing in my early adulthood was to do drugs while I was drunk to see if I could sober myself back up just to get high, right? That was, you know, I know you can hear the smile in my voice, and the reason why I'm smiling is because I just think, fuck, man, like, why am I here? What is so special about me that kept me here, that kept me through the things that I've put myself through and I've put other people through? And, you know, those people were still here, are still here. I don't know. I've lost contact with a lot of the people from my early adulthood, but I would say that, you know, most of them are still here as far as I know. But they did not perish because of my actions. But that was not for lack of trying to protect them or anything like that. As a matter of fact, on the holidays, you know, that was kind of my excuse to put myself in even more dangerous situations. I mean, I was drinking and doing drugs every night, every single fucking night. But on the holidays, I just went all out, right? It just felt more. It felt more over the top. It was like, oh, I gotta get my green on. By the way, you guys can't see it, but I am wearing a green shirt. But I gotta get my green on. I gotta, you know, go get my funny little glasses with the shamrocks, and I gotta get my hat and my shot glasses that say "Luck of the Irish," and it's one of those things that you think about now, and you know, you look back. Anybody who's recovered, anybody who has identified their mental health and identified what they need to do and what dangerous activities they were doing, you look back and you're like, man, I was trying to self-assassinate, right? I think back to and this wasn't even on a holiday, but I think back to a time where I did a shit ton of pills. I'd eat a few and it just wasn't hitting me fast enough, so I'd snort them. I'd take them, chew them up in my mouth, whatever I could to get them to hit faster and hit harder. And you know, now thinking back to it, I really don't know how I survived or why I survived. I really don't. But there's obviously a reason why I'm here. Maybe it's just because I was good at evading death when I was intoxicated. I don't know. And I'll never know. That's something we'll never know, right? Nobody will ever know why they're still here. Nobody understands the meaning of life. Well, it's not something that we're meant to understand. But I want to know, guys. I want to know, what gets you through the holidays when you're on the recovery end, right? What gets you through that Christmas, that Thanksgiving, that Valentine's Day, that, you know, what keeps you out of the alcohol or what keeps you responsible with the alcohol on St. Paddy's Day? I still celebrate St. Paddy's Day, but instead of having one or two god-awful amounts of alcohol, like as in taking shots of two or three different liquors or, you know, on top of beer plus drugs, right? It's not how I celebrate St. Paddy's Day anymore. Now I wear green and maybe I'll get me a green Guinness, right? But I have that responsible relationship with alcohol now, and I feel comfortable with it, and I feel like I know my limits, and I know when to cut myself off. How do you guys do it? You know, what I challenge you, take a few minutes after listening to this episode. Take a few minutes, sit yourself down, write something down, right? Like, what holidays are challenging for you, okay? Write those down. And then beside those holidays, write why they're challenging. And then beside why they're challenging, write why you beat that challenge. Because that's what we do, right? When I sit down for a St. Patrick's Day celebration now, and I've got my green shirt on, and I drink a couple of beers, and I say, okay, well, that was good. Why do I do that? Why am I responsible? Why did I develop that responsible relationship with alcohol? And I think for me, it took a while. I can't sit here and tell you my wife. I can't sit here and tell you my kids, because I had them when I was still being irresponsible. With alcohol, not with drugs, with alcohol. So what made me have that responsible relationship? That's what I want you guys to do. Sit down and figure it out. And if you haven't made it to that point, how about you sit down, you write out what everybody else is doing, you write out what holidays are challenging, you write out why they're challenging. But instead of writing out why you've beat that challenge, why don't you write out how you can? Why don't you make yourself an agenda and say, this is where I want to be. And your timeline, man, your timeline is precious. And I'll tell you why. The reason why your timeline is so precious is because you're not guaranteed to make it. You're not. I wasn't guaranteed to make it. But I did. But I'm not the rule. I'm the exception. The rule is usually when you are struggling with mental health so bad that you start abusing, you don't make it, right? You get caught up in the system, you overdose, you get into a fatal car accident or a fatal accident of any kind. You know, you don't. That's the rule, right? That's the rule. Once you abuse it, you get caught somewhere. That's the rule. That's not the exception. Not everybody can recover from their addiction. Not everybody can make it through their intoxicated times unscathed. It's just not how it works. So I challenge you now, here at the end of this episode, start January 1, go all the way to December 31st, write down all the holidays, write down what makes them challenging for you, write down either A, how you beat those challenges and what you did to accomplish that, and be proud of yourself, right? This is a pat on the back moment. Or B, write down a strategy to beat them if you haven't beaten those challenges. Take a different perspective on it. I mean, nobody grows up wanting to be addicted to drugs. Nobody grows up wanting to be addicted to alcohol. Nobody, even in their adult life, wants to do this. You know, you drink too much, you feel like shit the next day, you're pretty much out for 2 days, right? Because, yeah, you had a great time, right? You think? You don't remember, maybe. Maybe you do remember a little bit. But you're not you when you're intoxicated. So you're essentially out for 2 days. You, yourself, as a person. Because the next day, if you're hungover, you can't do anything. I've been so hungover that the only thing that would fix my hangover is a beer, and I've done it, right? I've lived my addiction. I have. I apologize for coughing y'all's ear. I really do. I have. Spent my time in the darkness. I've also spent my time beating the darkness. And I think it's really important for us to focus. And I think that you guys should do this. And, you know, I'm going to go even a step further. Look me up on Facebook. If you aren't following us on Facebook, right now, it's Fred Gregory. You'll see the Ginger Veteran Podcast is my profile picture. Look me on Facebook if you're not following me already, and share this with me and let me know if I can put it on the show or not. I would love to do an update episode off of this little bonus episode that I'm doing right now. But yeah, go in there and write down the holidays that are challenging. Write down why they're challenging. And then, like I said, write down how you beat that challenge, or B, write down a strategy to beat that challenge. And share it with me. Don't share it with me. Either way, it's fine. Keep it to yourself. But make it a goal, man. Make it a goal. And just like every other goal, practice in silence. And let your actions speak to everybody around you. Because I can tell you right now, when you're struggling with addiction, the easiest thing for somebody sitting across from you to say is, I don't even know why we're having this conversation. In 3 months, you'll be right back where you are. And that's That's what people do. That people will tear you down before they'll build you up. And it's a sad, sad truth, but it's true. People will tear you down before they build you up. And I think it's really important that we work on our goals in silence so that nobody can tear us down and deter us away from our goals. That's the best way to reach your goals, guys. So, again, for the last time, write down the holiday, write down why it's challenging, write down how you either overcome it or your strategy to overcome it, fold it up, put it somewhere, but don't forget about it. Keep picking it up and putting it in front of your face and telling yourself, this is why I did this, or this is why I'm going to do this. Put it into practice. Work on yourself, guys. Nobody in this world owes you anything. Nobody in this world owes us anything. My mental health is exactly that. It's my mental health. Nobody should walk on eggshells around me. Nobody should pander and cater to me. I need to be accountable for my actions, and I need to be accountable for my corrections. All right, guys. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Enjoy safely. Mm-hmm.